Hey folks, welcome to Rally TV. I'm Rick Rayner. I'm with my beautiful wife, Nettie Rayner.
Thank you for joining us today. We are on part three of Compassion for the End Times. And that's where we're at right now.
What a title. Mm-hmm. I tell you, when we were off camera, I was saying I'm really enjoying this. Because I honestly believe it's a word from God. Now, Amen. Let me just kind of set this up, Nettie. Like you said, we're part three. The last series we did, we talked about me having a conversation with God, saying, God, with everything that's going on in this world, war, rebellion, racism, so many things going on, because we are in the end times, in the last days. I said, man, Lord, what message should we be preaching? I kind of felt like, oh, man, well, am I preaching the right message? Then I had Jesus speak to me. He said, just preach what I preach, meaning the good news. So we taught that on the last series that we did. But coming into this series, God just kept speaking to me. He says, but Rick, you cannot preach the gospel or the good news unless it's compassion that is moving you forward in it.
Amen. Yes.
Now, let me ask you a reason, a question real fast. Why do my grandchildren love you so much, Nettie? And let me answer that.
Okay.
Because you have compassion and love for them.
Yes.
They, you know, all my grandkids, I mean, you know, I love all my grandkids, but you pay attention, you do things for them. They know that grandma loves them.
They even say this is grandma's house.
Well, compassion. So wait a minute. They sense the compassion. I want to say something very strong here. When you share the good news to sinners and they sense the compassion, they'll give their hearts to Jesus.
That's true. They sense the love, the compassion.
That you're genuine. Well, we said this in part one. This is part three, but compassion should be your motive.
Exactly.
And we said this in part two. Because we live in the day of social media. We live in the day. Lord help me. We live in the day, Nettie, of everybody wants to become
Influencer.
So what do? They take pictures of themselves, selfies.
Or it's based off themselves. How can I gain followers? How can I get more popular? When that's not even, that's far from it.
You know what's amazing? You can see through a lens, meaning I can tell when a pastor or somebody is just showing off, taking a picture with people, praying for people. You know, I seen a meme one time of a guy taking a selfie of himself feeding a homeless guy. And somebody took this picture of him. And they said, is this for self or love? It was for self. And then this guy was going to post it saying, look at me. You know, it's amazing. I'm thinking about that one TV show. Famous. What's it called?
Something like that.
Something Famous. Well, they self-produce man-made some influencers, and they showed you how to do it. And one of them, during the crisis of looting, when we had all the looting going here in Los Angeles, one influencer got off the car and took a picture of themselves like they were like fixing some of the damage that was done. They took a picture of themselves and they posted it saying, you know, look at me, I'm downtown rebuilding the city. But they were not. They got down off their car, took a picture of themselves like they were. Now that's not compassion.
No, that's self.
That's self. So what we're talking about is when you have the compassion of God, you'll want to share the good news in these last days.
That's right. Exactly.
All right.
Because that's where we're at.
Man.
We're in the final days of the last days. So We have to have compassion.
Man, I just mm-hmm. I like what you said in show two or show one. You said, Rick, compassion made me do it. Do mm-hmm. what? Share the gospel. Mm-hmm.
Well, compassion made me go.
And then you said, compassion made me go. Mm-hmm. That's what we wrote down.
And then compassion makes you share the good news.
Think about that mm-hmm. for a minute.
Yes.
Listen, I have, okay, for 11 years now, every October, we've been taking a team to New York, to Manhattan, New York. And we've been taking volunteers and doing crusades, rallies in the city. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, it's compassion that makes us go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you why. It takes us thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars mm-hmm. to do this. Mm-hmm. We could have bought a house. Mm-hmm. We could have bought a yacht. We could have bought cars. I could have had 100 motorcycles in the garage. Mm-hmm. with all the money we spent on these outreaches in New York. Mm-hmm. But wait a minute. What causes me and my wife and family and all these volunteers coming from around the world, mm-hmm. what causes us to go to the Lower East Side of Manhattan? Mm-hmm. Compassion. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Compassion makes me go.
Yes.
And this is how we're going to compel people mm-hmm. to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Compassion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can't do this if your heart isn't right.
Exactly. Let me read the scripture.
Go ahead, Nettie. Read
the key scripture for this, mm-hmm. this teaching. Matthew 14:14 says, "And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick." So right here, Jesus is moved by compassion. And so we have to be moved by compassion because we have the answer, Jesus. Mm. And there's so many people lost without him. That should be our motive whenever we do something mm-hmm. is compassion for them.
You know what I noticed in the scripture? Compassion heals.
Yes. Compassion heals spirit, soul, and body.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Compassion saves, mm-hmm. compassion heals, and compassion prospers. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And when we're filled with this compassion mm-hmm. and we share the good news with people, mm-hmm. this compassion, Eddie, will save them.
Oh, yes.
Heal them. Mm-hmm. And prosper them. Now, I just don't want you to think of money right there when I say the word prosper. Mm-hmm. How about just them having a different mindset? They were yes. depressed, mm-hmm. and they're no longer depressed. Mm-hmm. They had a sad frown on their face. Now they're smiling. And I'm thinking, yeah. mm-hmm. I'm thinking about, of all the people, I'm going to ask my producer right now to do me a favor. Show some pictures of the people of New York right now. As we're talking, mm-hmm. I'm going to ask my producer, just show a couple pictures mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. of the people mm-hmm. that we reach in New York every year. Mm-hmm. I feel the compassion right now, Nettie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember there's a picture of this guy. I have my hand reached out. I'm on the stage. He's in the street. And there's tears running down his eyes. Mm-hmm. He felt the compassion. Compassion. Mm-hmm. Compassion mm-hmm. will cause you to get up mm-hmm. and do something for the mm-hmm. lost. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Man.
Exactly.
Jesus went forth, Matthew 14, mm-hmm. 14, and he saw a great multitude.
Yes.
And was moved with compassion. He wasn't moved because it was an opportunity to become more famous.
No. Mm-mm. And that, it made him famous. By what he did, it made him famous.
Mm. And watch this. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jesus did not go forth based on a financial agreement.
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
Mm-mm. Man, I'm going to get bold here. If finances is your motive and compassion is not, you need
to reevaluate.
Yeah. You need to mm-hmm. to search your heart. Mm-hmm. If you're not going and helping and preaching the gospel all based on a financial agreement, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thank God for Kenneth Copeland that taught us something. This is what he taught us many years ago. Mm-hmm. He says, I'll never go preach based on a financial agreement. Mm-hmm. I'll never go preach unless he was invited. Mm-hmm. And there was one other. There's three things he said, but one of them I know for sure was he'll never go preach mm-hmm. based on a financial agreement. If mm-hmm. you give me $10,000, I'll come and preach.
Yeah.
Has to be compassion. Listen, folks, yeah. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. We want to thank you for watching today's message. For more information about everything Rally Ministry, visit us at rallymin.org. Make sure you're staying connected with us through our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and X. There you will find information about upcoming events as well as many encouraging messages. If you're located in the Los Angeles area and you're looking for a place to build your faith, visit us at Rally LA. It's a monthly meeting where we have powerful worship and a powerful message from Rick and Nettie Reno. For more information about Rally LA, visit us at rallymin.org. Also, make sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just search for Rally Ministry. There you will find current and past episodes of Rally TV. And finally, we have a podcast available on all podcast platforms. Just search for Rally Ministry to listen to an uplifting message from wherever you are. Now let's get back to the message.
Hey, thanks for coming back. So I'm just saying, Nettie, mm-hmm. what's the motive that you're in ministry? Mm-hmm. You know, can I share another story? We're just flowing. Uh-huh. One time, I got a phone call from a volunteer / minister.
Okay.
He knew we were going to New York and preach. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, hey, would you do me a favor? Would you come and help? Because he called because I want to go. I want to help. So I said, hey, oh, by the way, would you come and help us set up the sound system and help us pass out flyers? I knew he was like a / minister. And this is what he said to me. Are you ready?
What?
He says, Brother Rick, I'll go to New York and help you if you give me some mic time. I looked at him. I said, mic time? I didn't know what he was talking about. He goes, yeah, if you allow me to minister, allow me to get behind the mic.
Mic time.
And immediately I seen his heart.
Oh, yes.
So guess what? He didn't go. He didn't go because it wasn't compassion.
Compassion didn't make him go or want to go.
Now, I want to share a testimony about Minister Ruben Flores. Ruben Flores works for us. He helps us. He's a great man of God. Mm-hmm. He found out we were going to New York mm-hmm. 1 year. He called me like 2 days before we were leaving. Mm-hmm. He goes, Reverend Rick, I want to go to New York. I said, well, Minister Ruben, the only situation, you can go, but you're going to have to get a room by yourself because, you know, all the rooms are booked already.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I said, an air flight, it's going to cost you triple because we're 2 days away. And this is what he said. He goes, it doesn't matter to me. Uh-huh. I want to go and help you reach people. Mm-hmm. He paid triple for a hotel mm-hmm. and triple for a flight. Then the registration fee mm-hmm. he had to pay because we had to rent a bigger vehicle just for him to go.
Yeah.
But it didn't move Minister mm-hmm. Ruben.
Mm-hmm. Compassion.
Compassion. Mm-hmm. Up to this day, he's still reaching people.
Yeah.
See, you'll know people's hearts.
And every time he does help us in any way, it's because compassion.
Compassion mm-hmm. made him do it. Mm-hmm. Okay, Nettie, let's read a new scripture here. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Psalms 37, verse 30. You ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment.
One more time. Read it one more time.
The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom.
Okay. So the mouth of the people of God, when we speak, mm-hmm. we should be speaking wisdom. Wisdom simply meaning choose life and not death.
Yes.
Choose the blessing, not cursing. Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. Mm-hmm. We should be speaking into people's lives life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We should be speaking words of counseling. Mm-hmm. Wisdom, Nettie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have a desire to help people, so I'm very watchful what I say to them.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Even when we're counseling people. Mm-hmm. Like right now, before I move my mouth, I'm listening.
Yes.
I want to help you.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Now, mm-hmm. it uses the word here. Let me see. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom. So, the wisdom today would be Jesus is coming. Give your heart to Jesus. Become born again. Mm-hmm. Turn from your ways mm-hmm. and make Jesus the Lord of your life. Isn't that the wisdom right now?
Yeah.
Now that we're living in,
yes.
don't fear, don't worry. Mm-hmm. God is well able.
Mm-hmm.
So when we speak, Nanny, we should be speaking wisdom.
Yes.
But look at the end of that scripture. And his tongue talketh of judgment. Mm-hmm. So when we speak, we're speaking truth. Listen, mm-hmm. if you want to continue living in sin, you will die in your sin.
Yeah,
and you
true.
Will go to hell.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to use the word hell.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
don't be afraid to tell the truth.
Yes, because it's real.
When you speak, mm-hmm. speak judgment, mm-hmm. not condemnation, but speak yeah. the truth.
Yes.
The exactly. truth is, if you die with Jesus, you will go to heaven.
Yes.
And if exactly. you die and you choose not to live for God, listen, the Bible says that you'll be separated from the Father. Mm. The kingdom of God belongs to those who receive the King. Now, we need to speak the word like
yes.
that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ned, I want to say a couple things right here.
Okay.
I will say that if the church is not sharing the good news, this will happen.
Okay.
Or I want you to listen to this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to introduce a new thought for the rest of the show and going into the next.
Mm-hmm.
We have one more episode. Show, uh-huh. episode. Listen, if we, the church, is not sharing the good news, mm-hmm. the result of that is a high result in right. a high rate of casualties.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that again. It will result mm-hmm. in a high rate of casualties.
Mm-hmm.
Let me break that down. You ready? If God's people is not sharing the good news in these last days, there's going to be a high rate of casualties, meaning a lot of people are going to die in sin mm-hmm. and they're not going to make it to heaven.
Yes.
Now, that is the result, a high rate of yep. the result
mm-hmm. exactly.
of the body of Christ not mm-hmm. sharing the gospel. Mm-hmm. Let me share this. Recently, we have heard of the war in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And they say over 2,000 people were murdered by Hamas on the border of Gaza. Okay, how many of those 2,000 people died without Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A high rate of casualties. Am mm-hmm. I right or wrong?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But this is the question to ask.
Mm-hmm.
How many people were not born again?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's another question to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Did believers share the gospel to those people before they were murdered?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How many people are dying today in a high rate of casualty, maybe yeah. drug overdose,
yes.
suicide, uh-huh. a car wreck, war.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, mm-hmm. how many people are dying without Jesus?
Yes.
That's what we should be asking.
Because that's the ultimate question. Mm. Out of any decision that we ever make in life, the number one decision, the number one is, are you born again?
Mm.
That's the most important decision and choice that you make in life is, are you born again?
Yes.
Number one, above anything, mm. are you born again?
Not how much money you have.
No, none of that.
Your social status.
No, your credentials, your popularity, your influence. That's none of that.
So if the body of Christ is not sharing the good news, mm-hmm. we're going to see a high rate mm-hmm. of casualties, meaning
dying in their sin, unsaved.
A high rate mm-hmm. of people mm-hmm. separated from God.
So then what time is it now?
Yeah, I'm going to introduce the time, all right? Uh-huh. Okay. Ask me, what time is it?
What time is it, Rick?
It's called high time.
Okay.
Now ask me what high time
What's
is.
What's high time?
Before NASA has a blast off mm-hmm.
in a launch
of a rocket, mm-hmm. they call the last 10 seconds of before blast off high mm-hmm. time.
Okay.
So within that 10 seconds, 10, mm-hmm. 9, 8, 7. They call it high time. Mm-hmm. I honestly believe, ask me again, what time is it?
What time is it?
It's high time. Mm-hmm. I believe we're within the last 10 seconds before Jesus comes back.
Yes.
Now, but because we're in high time, mm-hmm. we need to get really busy.
Yes.
Busy doing what? Sharing the good news.
Yes. Exactly.
Because so many people are dying today mm-hmm. without Jesus. Mm-hmm. All right, Nettie? Mm-hmm. Not a couple weeks ago, there was a slaughter of people. 18 people died in northern Maine, mm-hmm. in Maine, by upper New York. Mm. Somebody came in mm-hmm. with a machine gun mm-hmm. and killed all these people in a bowling alley in a bar. Watch this. Mm-hmm. How many people died without yes. Jesus? How many people did not know Jesus before mm-hmm. that night? Mm-hmm. But my question is,
yes,
all the Christians mm-hmm. who had the opportunity to share Jesus with them, mm-hmm. did they do it?
Yes.
Now, it's one thing to share Jesus and somebody says, I don't mm-hmm. want you. Okay. Hey, you know what? It's on them.
Yes.
But how many people do we walk by daily mm-hmm. in the mall, the mm-hmm. gas station, Walmart, Target, yes. wherever we may be, uh-huh. and we don't take time mm-hmm. to share Jesus with them?
No, it's time.
And if those people die in their mm-hmm. sin, guess what? Their blood will be in our hand. Mm-hmm. Listen, it's high time.
Yes.
We're coming back right now with mm-hmm. part four. Mm-hmm. You got to watch this. There's some mm-hmm. things I want to share that I've never shared before, mm-hmm. all right? It's called high time.
Yes, it is.
God bless you. You know, every single time we get to do Rally TV, Nettie, my heart rejoices. Uh-huh. I'm going to tell you why. I got a text the other day from somebody.
Yes.
It was a man that we met. I met him at a conference, and, you know, he just wanted to become my friend. We talked. We exchanged numbers. Mm-hmm. Well, he texted me the other day, and he was hunting with his son, all right? And while he was hunting with his son, the enemy was trying to discourage him about his business, mm. about his finances, and about just life itself.
Okay.
Well, after they got done hunting, he went into his truck, I'm not sure, to go to his hotel or something, and he said, I need to be encouraged. So he turned on the Victory Channel. Yeah. He turned on Christian TV.
Okay.
And we were on. Rally TV was on. Oh. He said he heard the message about total freedom.
Amen.
And he said that God ministered to him. God brought life to him, encouragement to him, Nettie,
yes.
on total freedom.
Amen.
His life was touched. he got excited. He was telling his son. His whole day turned around.
Amen.
He heard words that defeated discouragement. It Amen. Defeated the enemy that was trying to lie to him.
Yes.
All because of Rally TV.
Yes. And then after Rick told me that, I went back
well,
and
Well, I told you. He told me that, so I said, I need to listen to this week's broadcast.
Exactly, and that's why Rally TV is so important. Not only do we encourage you to watch it, we watch it as well. We go back and listen because we get encouraged what God said, what he's doing. So we want to encourage you to stay connected watching Rally TV. You can watch it on the Victory Channel, YouTube, or on our website at rallymen.org. You can watch current and previous episodes right there. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is another thing. We've been getting a lot of you people who watch Rally TV. You've been coming to our monthly meeting. Now, Nettie, I just had a meeting the other day with our producer, and I said, I feel strong in my spirit that we need to up our game concerning Rally LA.
Amen.
Rally LA is our monthly meeting in Hollywood, California. God wants to up the game.
Yes, and you know, Rally LA is a place that God has set us there in Hollywood, California. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to come. It is a place where if you don't know Jesus, you will meet Jesus. It's a place where we build your faith. Mm-hmm. And then number three, we are there to help and assist you with your assignment. We are all an assignment, and Rally LA is the place where you will be encouraged with your assignment.
Well, it's a place where dreamers gather.
Exactly.
People who have a desire to do something for God.
Yes.
Now that sounds like me.
Oh yeah, it does.
Now also, we want to thank everybody. Listen, we had somebody the other day sow a seed into Rally TV.
Amen.
Because they were encouraged watching Rally TV. What am I saying? Thank you. Thank you for watching Rally TV. Thank you for listening to two believers who literally take the word as it is, the authority in the words of God.
Yes.
And Nettie, let me finish with this. If it is working for us, we know it will work for you.
Exactly.
And that's why that young man sowed that seed.
Amen.
It was a great seed. It was a blessing.
Amen.
But because he was touched.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we want to thank all of you Rally partners.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for partnering with us. We take what you sow and we put it back into the ministry.
Amen.
We do more television, we do outreaches, we do movies.
Yes.
So we want to say thank you. Ned, how do they become a partner?
Yes, you could just go to rallyman.org and you can give. Once you give, you become a partner. We pray for you.
Yes.
We connect you with our email list. You'll stay informed with what's happening. But most importantly, you are being prayed for every day by Rick and I.
Every day, every single day. And that's not a cliche.
No, it's not.
I pray for our partners every day. Okay, listen, we love you. We thank you for watching Rally TV. We call you blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.